You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW. This is the Saturday, August 10th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Local mortgage experts. It's a great day to talk about money, and that's what the show is all about. How to make money, save money, and build a better life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can call into the show to talk with our guest at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Tiffany Goff of Edward Jones. Thinking about leaving your job? Be careful what you're leaving behind. Tiffany, always excited to have you in studio and to hear what topic you're going to bring to our listeners next.
Thank you. It's always fun. And I had to pick a really good one, I thought. I was like, yeah.
I'm so excited. And before we get started with our conversation with Tiffany, a little bit about her. Tiffany started her financial career in banking in 1990, and she's worked for several banks and other financial companies for almost 30 years. In 2014, she found her home, Edward Jones, at Edward Jones, and she loves it. She has been recognized by Seattle Magazine as a five-star wealth manager in 2017, 2018, and, yes, of course, 2019. She also won the firm's Spirit of Partnership Award for the following years, 2016, 2017, and 2018. Over the years, she has helped many achieve things that they didn't think that they could. They were embarrassed about where they were currently, and she wants you to remember that this is not the finish line and there is always room to grow. So beautiful, Tiffany, just like you are, and so just like your message is that you always share with our listeners.
Thank you so much.
Well, Tiffany, we know you're a rock star, but can you share with our
rock star?
Can you share?
Back at
you. Oh, love you. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself? They don't know how much of a rock star you really are.
Well, thank you. So, you know, the things about Seattle Magazine and the firm are huge rock star things. And a little bit about me personally, though, is I've grown up in Seattle most of my life and just love helping people as much as I possibly can. So, you know, that's my rock star and local girl done good kind of a thing. So, and I live like 3 miles from where I grew up. So it's
nice.
Pretty neat.
Nice. Awesome. Well, with every rock star and success, it always comes with a brand and a unique proposition, because no matter how good you are in your craft, you have to really also be good at creating a brand and what you represent, as well as a unique proposition or what you have to offer that's unique and special. So I'd love for you to share that with our listeners.
Thank you. So, you know, Edward Jones has definite processes and brands, but for me, I've decided to create my own brand and on top of the Edward Jones process. And my brand is Joy. I'm always going to do what's right for Jesus first, others second, and myself last. That keeps joy and integrity in my heart. And there's never a question of my integrity or why I'm doing something. So that means a lot to me. And I like to smile, and joy is a good word that makes you smile, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the other thing is, my name is Tiffany, of course. So much like some famous blue box stores, I treat my clients with a diamond process. It's mm-hmm. a special thing that is only at my office. You will never find it any other Edward Jones. And the service that you get is amazing, and the process is really deep and passionate, so...
Yeah, that's so, it's so beautiful. And, you know, I always say in my coaching program, my one-time your business, 8-week burn, little shout out, onetimeyourbusiness.com. It's complimentary. Spend 8 weeks with me on a virtual live meeting. Anyways, I always talk about you have to have your unique proposition, and your unique proposition, you need to lead with yourself and your company second, because trust me, I mean, I work with Gateway Mortgage because it's the best mortgage company out there right now that can provide the highest level of service to my clients. But I lead with my unique proposition, and that's really what you want to do. And I'm excited that you've got such a very special, unique proposition, as well as a brand that follows that. So thank you, Tiffany.
Tiffany, can we talk about your clients? Who are your clients? Like, who do you enjoy working with? Do you have a niche, per se?
I kind of do have a niche. I mean, I guess multiple ones, but I really love working with entrepreneurs because they are very goal-driven. They like the big picture. They have huge goals that they want to achieve, and they don't always know the best way to do it. I like to work with them because I'm a big outside-the-box thinker. If you tell me this is the only way you can do it, I will find another way, just because that's how I am. And so that fits really well with them, too. But I also speak left brain, too. So I joke that I'm a right brain and left brain speaker. So I've got my engineers, I've got my tech people, I've got my artist people, I've got my fashion designers. I mean, it's all over the place. So
yeah,
I mean,
so what else do you like about entrepreneurs?
You know, I think it's just the passion that they have. There's just something that, you know, maybe a lot of people in their life have told them they can't do it. And the nice part is, with me, I was told I couldn't do what I do either, being a woman in my field. And so I like to prove them wrong. And that's what I like about entrepreneurs, because for a lot of them, they were told they couldn't do what they were doing where they worked. So they left their job and started their own.
Yeah.
So your title, thinking about leaving a job, to change gears a little bit here. When you see your clients, how often do people typically change jobs?
Well, it's actually kind of funny. I did some research on this because, you know, I was just seeing my own clients as how often they were switching their jobs. And on the average, people switch between 5 to 7 times in their career. But the really interesting part is 30% of the total workforce changes every 12 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Every 12 months.
That is crazy.
That is actually a statistic
that's really sad.
I checked out, because I was like, it seemed like a lot of my clients were switching a lot, too. But, you know, when you realize 70% is more stable, but 30% is literally actively looking and switching every 12 months. It's crazy.
Well, maybe they just can't find their passions and they just keep going
obviously. or they're truly an entrepreneur at spirit and they just can't work for somebody else because, you know, I was a really hard worker, but it got to a point that, you know, I needed to do it on my own. And I had that, you know, I had that entrepreneurial spirit. So, you know, that could be an issue, something, a whole nother conversation that we could have in the studio. So, Tiffany, let's talk about the common reason. What do you see that the common reason people leave their current employer and are not able to find that place that fits for them?
Well, what a lot of people find is they don't like being put in a box. And they don't really like that. And they don't like getting paid less than they think they should be paid. And so I've seen people literally jump from one job to another job for literally $2,000 a year. It's crazy.
Wow.
And, you know, I think it's a matter of them finding, like you said, their passion or a workplace that works with them. And, you know, especially a lot of women, you know, that, you know, are mothers and, you know, wives, having their career as well as being the wife and the mouse, you know, the woman of the house, trying to get everything done. A lot of companies are not very, you know, complementary to that in that area. So I see a lot of women are doing that, and they're also having a shift because either they're taking care of their kids or they're aging parents. So there's a lot of stuff going on with that too.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for a shout out for anybody that's in a job that they're not happy with now, because a lot of times it's like, well, geez, I could do this for myself. Just really look at the balance of it, because there is a, you know, there's definitely a big risk of being an entrepreneur, and you have to know what you're heading towards, and you have to know how long it's going to take, and you have to have the, you know, the guts to stick with it and not give up. And, you know, just really balance out all of those options, you know, make sure that you're making the right one at the right time.
It's so true.
Yeah.
So obviously, every 12 months, people leave their jobs frequently. What do you see that people leave behind at their old job? I think I know where you're going with this one.
You know, sadly to say, a lot of people are so excited to get out of their old job that they just leave their old 401k there. They're just ready to leave. And a lot of people, especially if they've been asked to leave, man, that's the last thing I would leave there. That's just me. I mean, I'm like, you told me to leave. I'm taking that with me. But, you know, a lot of people just don't think about that. And, you know, that's maybe not the best decision for them.
So, Tiffany, what options do they have regarding their 401k or any other work retirement plan that they have?
So there's basically four options. You can cash it out. But if you do that, you can have taxes and penalties that do occur, so you want to make that decision first. Number two is you can leave it at your old job. However, when you're not at your old job, there are additional expenses that can happen because you're no longer an employee, and a lot of people don't realize that. And the other part of that is you're not able to rebalance and take care of it as much as you want to when you're no longer an employee. There are different restrictions. So a third option is you might be able to move it to your new 401k. A lot of jobs don't allow that, though. But the fourth and the most popular one is you can roll over to an IRA. There's no tax penalties or other penalties. Plus, you also have greater control. We get to look at your risk tolerance and adjust things as we need to do. So that's definitely the better option for most people.
It's so crazy to me that somebody leaves a job and leaves all their money there. They have no control over it. There's blackout dates, all this. They can do whatever they want. If you want to do things, you can't do anything. That's just like they have your money hostage. So by all means, roll that out. Get control of your money again. That's so crazy to me that people just kind of I've talked a ton of people that are just like, oh, I got 401k sprinkled all over Earth. And I'm like, why? Because it's not even compounded and doing what it's going to do for you, right?
Yeah, and it's actually really crazy because over the last 10-year period, more than 25 million people left at least one 401k behind.
Yeah. I believe it.
In 10 years, over 25 million.
That's crazy.
So when you're meeting with your clients, Tiffany, and they're talking about leaving a job, how are you preparing them when it comes to their 401k or company retirement plan?
Yeah, so we look at all the reasons and the situations. For some people, it is best to roll it over. Some people, it is to cash it out because they may have a situation where they're starting their own business and they need the capital. So we really look at everything to see what fits the best decision for them. You know, no one option is right for every person. So that's how I look at it.
Tiffany, what do you see as like the biggest mistake with people? I know not rolling over 401ks. What other mistakes do you see with people leaving their jobs?
The other one is also missing out on the networking of the people that you know. Because a lot of times you've worked with those people for so long, and especially if they're jumping ship for whatever reason or they've been asked to leave again, that they're not looking at those resources to connect and maybe find a better job or a better lifestyle for them.
Yeah. So, Tiffany, as a wealth advisor, hopefully your clients are coming to you before they plan making any life changes, because that's what your wealth advisor is for, is you're gonna chat with them before any life changes that you make. So if they're letting you know, hey, look, this is just definitely I'm going to be leaving my job, and what advice do you have for me? What are you telling them that they need to really have in reserves to be financially prepared to make that transition?
Well, I'd like them to have about 6 months in emergency cash. And please tell me your emergency cash is not just sitting in the bank, because it's not earning enough, first of all. So you should talk to me about that as well. So that's definitely one of those things. You need to have some money in the reserves. And we also need to make sure that you've got different types of money, like tax-free money, as well as your 401k. There's a lot of different options that you need to have, different buckets to pull when you're starting a new job or starting a business.
Yeah, diversification is key.
So since we're wrapping up here, Tiffany, what is the last piece of advice that you'd like to leave with all of our listeners? What would you say to them as something that could resonate from our conversation here?
So one of the things I would say is there's the time value of money, but there's also the money value of time. So make sure you use it wisely.
Oh, well said.
Yeah,
Boom.
Well
drop
said.
The mic, right?
Love it.
Tiffany, thank you so much again for coming into studio.
Thank you, too.
And if you have any questions for Tiffany, please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. Coming up next to The Money Hour, navigating through this thing called life, women inspired. Karen Ray of Fave Lifestyles, right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, after this short break.